This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump touted the economy's strong second quarter performance Friday, saying that we're on track to hit the highest annual average growth rate in over 13 years. The economy grew at 4.1% annualized rate in the second quarter, the fastest pace in nearly 4 years. Mr. Trump, as VOA's Steve Miller reports, has optimism that goes beyond this report.
Trump also predicted even higher growth as he renegotiates the nation's trade deals.
As the trade deals come in one by one, we're going to go a lot higher than these numbers.
Trump, who has repeatedly attacked the economic record of his predecessor's administration, pledged during the 2016 campaign to double growth to 4% or better, and he has been trying to highlight economic gains ahead of the midterm elections. Steve Miller, VOA News.
U.S. President Trump expressed gratitude to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for returning to U.S. authorities what are believed to be the remains of 55 U.S. service members who were killed in the Korean War more than six decades ago.
I want to thank Chairman Kim for keeping his word. We have many others coming, but I want to thank Chairman Kim in front of the media for fulfilling a promise that he made to me.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the U.S. worked closely with North Korea on returning the war remains.
It was a coordination effort over the last month to be determined where they would deliver the remains to, where our plane would fly in, where they would be taken to for the initial review. So all of that went well.
And this is marking the 65th anniversary of the signing of the armistice that ended the 1950 to 1953 war that split the communist North and the democratic South. This is VOA News.